What's up, fans? It's Thursday, March 7th. That's right, we're almost at the weekend. Here's a little teaser of what we got coming up today.
The thrill comes up, dude. You know, and I'm kind of like a fan at first, but he comes up, you know, he's got the cape going, he's got, starting like this, close stance. I'm like, oh, this guy, Rick. I forgot I was playing. I'm like, oh, here he comes, man, the thrill. They're like, now some place is packed, Chattanooga double A. Ron Valone throws him a heater out over the plate. Freaking hits me a one, hits me a bullet. So I try to get in front of it, and it kind of like it hops up on me. It's hit so hard, hits my thumb, bro. Boom! I'm like, no big deal, you know, like, bro. Go in the clubhouse. Turns out I broke my thumb. The thrill broke my thumb. On a meet my idol, rocket comes off my thumb. Anyway, he's like, I think I broke my thumb. He's like, oh man, I can't believe it. So he signed a bat for me.
Well, that's so cool. You have it there.
Is that it? I think this is the thrill's bat. Yeah, you see
that's
it?
Sick.
And I'm in love with this good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top. Keep climbing. I wanna live it up. The good life. I'm coming up. The good life. Oh, the life.
Chitch on this Thursday, bam. How we doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm feeling good. Hey,
You're looking good.
Oh, thanks. We went a little viral yesterday, dude. The story you told.
Did we?
About Bart Colon, man.
About sleeping on his lap?
Yeah. So if
my friend Sandy, who shout out to Sandy, who used to run the security at the parking lot in Sarasota, her and her husband, Jimmy, they're new fans of the show.
Oh, cool.
And she texted me last night, said she loved the Bartolo Colon story.
Yes. So for those who didn't listen, first of all, shame on you, but you should listen. But it involved Sean gave it a shot, tried to do, this was more of like a public service announcement to not dip, but he tried to take a dip from Tito Francona, who's probably he's on the Mount Rushmore of
the dippers. Oh, dude, there's no doubt. Really quick. Him and Don Gullett, who rest in peace, Don, just passed away a couple weeks ago, was the Randy Johnson of the Big Red Machine in 76. Dude, he was my pitching coach in Cincinnati, and he is from Kentucky, dude. Like, I mean, like, Kentucky, not like, you know,
bluegrass.
Lexington and Louisville. He's from the backwoods of Kentucky. His buddies used to send him homegrown tobacco leaves, dude, and they would come. I never forget, on the bench, I'd be getting ready to go grab my gum, and next to the gum would be Gully's tobacco leaves from his buddies in Kentucky, and it would be a Ziploc bag with these tobacco leaves, and it would just say peach, cherry, and I'm like, now that's dipping right there. That's next level.
That's hardcore. Yeah. So I two things. It's funny because I was talking about Jessup. I was talking to Jess about it. I made her watch, and she's like hysterical at it. And we came to two fundamental things: the differences between men and women, right?
Right.
What's the book? It was like Men Are From Mars.
Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah, we definitely are from two different planets. And two things came out of it. The first one was how wimpy men are when we get sick as compared to women. Like, me and Jess get sick at the same time. We have a almost 5-year-old niece who's basically a petri dish who walks into her house and just makes me sick at the same time every time she comes in. I love
her. Snots on you. Yeah.
And like, Jess can still make dinner and move around. I'm just like curled up in a ball and corner. The second thing I thought, and this is a definite, tell me if you understand this. So if you're an athlete at any phase, like let's just say you got through high school athletics as a man, you know what height and weight means. You just have a general understanding. So like, if I used to be like, we had Adam Dunn on. He was so big. And she's like, how big was he? And I'm like, babe, he was like 6'5", 265. And she's like, I don't know what that means. I argue men like you and me. If I said Sean Casey was 6'4", 235, you'd be like, wow, he's in good shape. He's got,
right.
Like, you know what his belly looks like. You know what the numbers look like. Women cannot. Which is weird because women have 19 different sizes of pants. I can't buy Jess anything without calling her mother and going, is it XS? Is it T49. Is there a niner I need to order for these pants? For
well, what would Jess, do you sometimes go into the kid sizes? Like, is she a kid XL?
Oh, great. She could. Yeah. Oh, she would. She definitely could fit into kid. She had somebody. Her mom just buys clothes and just hands them to her. Her sister, when she gets like these deals online, you know,
yeah.
She get the code and it's like, oh, I got 16 pair of pants for $4.95. And like, just listen to like a whole fitting. Like when we were around, she got her dude. She was double zero the other day. I was like,
really?
Hey. I was like, how you doing, Jess?
How you doing? Double zero for 007.
But so I was thinking one last thing about the Bartolo thing, dude. You've known him since you were like 20 years old, right?
Literally, bro. Literally. I came up with Bart.
Okay. Dude, bromance comedy, okay? Sean Casey and Bartolo Colon are like narcotics cops in a Bronx. And we do a buddy bromance movie. And I even know like what Bart's like finishing.
It's like The Rock. It's like The Rock and Chris Rock.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Dude, his finishing move can be too. I thought about this. Remember in a what is that called? What's the Italian movie? It's a movie, Bronx Tale. A Bronx Tale? You've seen that movie.
Oh, yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. So, you know, when they're beating up the guys, they're beating up the bikers in a bar. Bart can have that move. Remember, like, the huge, chubby guy from Mafia guy? Just pin that guy up against the bar with the stomach. You can be like, Bart, do your finishing move.
Like Andre the Giant?
Yes. Yeah.
Just coming like Andre the Giant, like couldn't move, but he would just belly and like headbutt you and punch you in the face.
Dude, it'd be a great bromance.
Dude, you know one thing about Bart that nobody knows?
I can't wait.
You think of like big belly Bart, you know, big boiler, kind of grinding a little bit, just out there, but great athlete, right?
Yeah.
Bro, he was jacked. The most jacked guy in the organization when he first came up. Like you could see all abs, everything like that. And as he got, as he started getting the boiler Bart, I like to say the boiler Bart. It could just throw the two, you know, back when he was jacked Bart, he threw 100. Now boiler Bart was like 88 sink. You know what I mean? Just kind of here's a big curveball. Yeah, here's a nice change up or something. You know what I mean? It's incredible. Dude, really quick, I want to stay on. First off, I want to give a shout out to Jess for getting us. She sent me a text. She got a new listener for us. I don't know who it is, but, thank you, Jess, for that listener. And if anyone else finds us listeners, send us. Let us know. We appreciate that. But, dude, it's so true. I think it was going to Innings Festival. Where I'm a little under the weather like the last couple of days. And last night, you know, I got three girls in the house. I got obviously Carly's 18, Jillian's. About to be 14, and then Sarah. So, like, dude, last night, I must admit, I was grinding. I got the sniffles. Like, I'm like, I got to go to bed, you know? So I come up the stairs, and I'm like, oh, I give it one of those. I didn't even know anybody was around, but I was like, oh, you know? Next thing you know, my daughter's like, Dad, are you all right? You all right? And then all of a sudden, I feel the instinct, like, maybe I got to give a couple more groans. Like, I'm getting a lot of attention here from the women of the house.
I get it.
Yeah. And Carl's like, Daddy, I hope you feel better.
They take care of you, man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, I need to go to bed, guys. Anyway, just clean up the kitchen. You know what I mean? Like, usually I clean up the kitchen. I make sure you clean up the kitchen. Lights off. You know, Dad's got to go to bed. He's grinding. He's dying.
Yeah, that's how we feel. Men feel like we're dying.
Yeah.
Just keep going on with their day. You
know? Yeah, I got like the sniffles. Like, I got the sniffles.
Yeah, exactly. Locked in my bedroom for 2 days. All right. Let's stay on pain.
Prediction pain. Great movie. Rocky 3.
Oh, so good. Anyway, I just thought about the scene. I always get upset with the scene where he's telling Rocky to give him his wife, to give him that always gets under my skin.
When he's like, hey woman, come back to my apartment. It's like, okay, dude. Wait, think about that for a second. Not come back to my mansion. He's like, hey, you come back to my apartment. It's got a one bedroom with a microwave and a coffee mate.
Even though you're dating the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, dude, you're married to the heavyweight champ. Rocky's got a freaking robot with Paulie in it with a freaking mansion. And he's like, hey, woman, come back to my apartment.
How bad did you want that robot when you were younger, dude?
Oh, are you kidding me? I was like, this is incredible.
Okay. So anyway, there are a lot of injuries in Major League Baseball.
Good segue.
The title of this, injuries, Acuna, Verlander, all of the Red Sox, Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
Verlander's definitely going to start on a DL. Acuna, very dangerous. His right knee had an MRI, irritation around the meniscus. You never like hearing the word meniscus when you're an athlete, right?
Yeah.
Bunch of other stuff. Lucas Giolito and Vaughn Grissom of the Red Sox. So without going into, you know, medical things on when these guys are going to be ready, I thought you could explain what it's like to start the season on a DL or to start the season hurt. Has got to be like, you feel like you're cursed going into the year. Like,
you know what,
go right.
This topic gives me like the heebie jeebies. Like, oh man, like it makes me like spiders crawling on me. Like it gives me bad memories. Like I can't tell you nothing worse than getting hurt at spring training and starting on the DL, especially for me, a couple times for me, bro. Day before the season starts. Oh, 1997, dude. 1996, I end the season with a hamstring injury. So I'm like, you know, it's all good. I missed the last month. Come back in 97. I'm just excited to play baseball. Can't wait. We're going to Akron, Ohio. Now, I got a couple stories here. This is the first of a few. So I come in 1997. We have all spring training, winter in Florida. We go up to Akron, Ohio. And we decide that night to do a little, we want to get the couple pitchers some work in before the opening day the next day. Dude, Chinch, it's like 28. So we just went from like 80 to 28. So I'm like, everyone's like, this is a bad idea. So sure enough, dude, and I'm like a top 10 prospect. I'm probably the fifth prospect. So sure enough, bro, I'm never forget Darren Driver pitched for the Dodgers, right?
I'll look it up. Darren Driver.
Yeah, there was another guy. He was one of the top prospects for the Indians.
Okay.
Anyway, it's really irrelevant. Anyway, he's thrown. They want to get him a couple more innings. So, bro, I get a pitch. I check my swing. Blow out all the cartilage in my right wrist, bro. Out for 9 weeks.
Oh my God.
So and the next day we're opening up a Canal Park in Akron, brand new park, 14,000 sold out. You know, as a 22-year-old kid, you're like, this is the highlight of my life. It is incredible. Missed 9 weeks, dude. So I was like so bummed about that. Okay. Then let's fast forward. Minus the 1998 was great until the third day into the year I got an orbital fracture. That was good too. So
yeah.
So 99 I'm healthy. 2000, bro, incredible. Will Clark is my idol. All I want to do is meet Will Clark. And like, I've been in the league a couple of years. I'm like, when am I going to come across Will Clark? Like, I'm actually having that thought. Like, when am I going to meet Will the Thrill Clark, baby? You know, this guy is the reason that I love baseball. The reason that I play the way I play. The reason my swing is a little like his, you know, all that stuff. So sure enough, bro, we're at spring training, all spring training 2000, you know, We decide on the we're as we go north, we're going to stop in Chattanooga, Tennessee, who's the AA affiliate for the Reds. So we're like, okay, we're going to stop there, and then we're going to play a scrimmage game against the Orioles, and then we're going to head north to Great American Ballpark and start the season, right? So sure enough, dude, batting practice that day, Greg Lynn, our trainer, was the Thrills trainer in San Fran.
Nice.
Right. So he's got the pipeline right to him, direct pipeline. So he comes up to, he knows how big of a fan I am. He's told me stories about the Thrill for a couple of years. And I'm like, and the Thrill obviously is the first baseman for the Orioles. We're still raking at an epic rate. Right.
Yes.
And so he's like, Greg Lynn comes up to me. He's like, Case, you want to meet the Thrill? And I'm like, dude, I go, are you serious, Gregor? Like, now I'm an all-star last year. I feel like though a little kid. I feel like I'm 14-year-old Sean Casey with Will Clark's flip book from Toys R Us that you look at and you watch his swing. You know, remember those things?
Yeah, I had those.
So sure enough, dude, BP, Greg Glenn's like, hey, Thrill, come on over here. And I'm like, oh my God. And you know what? I don't know if you've ever met your idol before, but dude, but it's like, you're like, do I want to meet them? Because I have so many great memories in my mind and my heart. If he's not a good dude, it's going to crush.
Nice. It's going to kill you.
It's going to crush my childhood, right? So I'm like, I kind of want to meet him. I kind of don't. So sure enough, he comes over. He's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, yeah, I'm Sean Casey. Oh, man, you know, great to meet you, man. Love your sweet swing. I'm literally kind of locked up. I'm like, dude, so I go fanboy R Us. I'm like, bro, I had was posters of you in my room, Sports Illustrated articles. I'm like, I used to look at a flip book every day on the way to my games in high school. And I was like, what? I played a game because of you. And I was, dude, he was like, couldn't have been nicer. He's like, oh, it's so nice. Nice to meet you, Case. I'm just like, this is incredible, right? So sure enough, the game starts. Ron Valone's on the bump. He's lefty, you know. So the thrill comes up, dude, you know. And I'm kind of like a fan at first, but he comes up, you know, he's got the cape going. He's got, got the, you know, the starting like this, close stance. I'm like, oh, this guy rigged. I forgot I was playing. I'm like, oh, here he comes, man. The thrill. They're like, now some place packed, Chattanooga double A. Ron Valone throws him a heater out over the plate. Freaking hits me a one. Hits me a bullet to first. Now that there was a new field in Chattanooga, so that, you know, it was brand, and they just put new dirt down, dude. So it really was, it was playing kind of funny. I noticed it before the game when I was taking ground. I was like, man, this dirt is not settled. It's kind of like, you know, it's choppy. So, bro, the thrill hits me out. One hop missile. So I try to get in front of it, and it kind of like, it hops up on me. It's hit so hard. Hits my thumb, bro. Boom. I'm like, ah, no big deal. You know what? So then the next, Jack McKeon, I'm like, you know, the trainer comes out, check my thumb. Jack McKeon's all right, come out of the game. This is game before, day before opening day. One, bro, go in the clubhouse. Turns out I broke my thumb. The thrill broke my thumb. Jeez. On meet my idol, rocket comes off my thumb. Anyway, during that time, he taken out of the game. He's having a pop, you know, he's like, you want a Coors Light? Like, yeah, I'll take one away. He's like, you know, are you all right? He's like, I think I broke my thumb. He's like, oh man, I can't believe it. So he signed a bat for me.
Well, that's so cool. You have it there.
This is,
a, is that
this,
it?
I think that this is the thrills bat. Yeah, you see that's it.
Sick. Oh,
but he did. He did. It was another. I have another thrill bat. I got two of them. Nice. But he wrote like something like two, you know, sweet swinging. You know. So anyway, the point is, I don't know if I was too upset about that he broke my thumb because he sent me a signed bat over. I was like, all right. But dude, what the thing that was a killer? We were opening the freaking. You know, we were opening day the next day. And in Cincinnati, dude, it's like, it's an event. Yeah. It's a national holiday. So, like, as a player, you can't wait for opening day. And to break your thumb or to be hurt when opening day starts for anybody is just like, it's terrible.
Ah, that sucks. It really does. Like, the more I think about it.
Yeah.
It really does. Hey, I do have a question for you. So, flip it to the other side. So, you've been Will Clark to some fans. Like, fans have walked up and met you.
Yeah.
Told you stories. It's funny. Two things happened. One of our fans just sent a message about meeting you. Yeah. I'm going to pull it up, actually, just because this is where this topic went to. But first, so last night, so yesterday, Jess, you know, with the Mets, got to meet Matt Harvey.
Batman.
She loved Batman. She loved him. And so she told him a story that is like such a random, because everybody probably says Matt Harvey, that game in the World Series, blah, blah, blah. Me and Jess went to a game, regular season game, summertime, beautiful night in Queens. And it was Harvey versus Strasburg. I don't know if you remember this game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Harvey out-dueled him. And Harvey was like, he came out of nowhere. North Carolina had a couple good games, and now he starts lighting it up for the Mets. And he, like, dominated Strasburg, who pitched good, but he was the guy. I mean, we had him in promos at MLB Network, like, next to Babe Ruth, like, that he was going to be the greatest pitcher of all time. And the entire stadium started chanting in, like, the seventh inning, Harvey's better. Now, the cool thing is, like, that was like a random summer game. So she told him that story. She goes, I think it's dumb I told him that story. And I go, no, I think it's actually extra cool that you told a story about a regular season game. Because everybody's probably walked up to Harvey and be like, I loved you in a World Series and stuff like that. So don't you feel good when somebody's like, hey, I was at a game. It was your third year. This is what the guy talked about, you hitting a walk-off in Colorado. And sign here, ready? I got it. Case, I remember a game. This is just a fan on our YouTube page. I remember a game I went to at Old Synergy Riverfront, and I caught you at the player's entrance, and you signed my program. I was pumped. Colorado was in town, and you hit a walk-off base hit. That was early in your Reds days. I still have the program today. Thanks for the memories. Isn't that cool?
Oh, dude, I love that, man. That's so cool. Listen, man, at the end of the day, I always try to look at it as I was a fan, from a fan's point of view. Like, so, you know, you just hope that you did everything you could when fans came up and they wanted autographs, because I know that's how I would want to be treated too. So to hear that kind of stuff is really cool. I mean, it makes me feel really good, man. And, you know, like you said, you just hope that any interaction you had with fans, that you make sure hopefully it was a good one.
Well, I'm pretty sure yours was. So we'd have a little more vitriol on our pages. Yeah. Everything's all love. By the way, your nickname's a mayor. I think you did okay with the fans.
I know, that's a good nickname, dude. I'll take it. I'll take it.
All right, man. Hey, tomorrow's Friday, and we are tentatively confirmed for the Hammer John Heyman to join.
The Hammer. You better not bail on us, Hammer.
Yeah, don't big time us, Hammer.
Hey, we're excited. We need to know about Snell. What's happening there? We need to know about Montgomery. What's happening there? We need to know about some other guys that are still out there too, and all the stuff. You know, Yankee talk, whatever talk you want to talk. The Hammer knows everything.
I also think that the Hammer does know everything. I also think the Hammer might be 9 and 90 worthy, because he has a sick sense of humor, and I kind of.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we bring out the 9 and 90.
Yeah, let's bring out the 9 and 90 of the Hammer. Yeah.
All right, great. All right. So all right. That's Friday. That's tomorrow, everybody. Get ready. All right.
Looking forward to it, brother.
Yep.
All right, Chinchy. Have a great rest of the day. And everyone out there, thanks for listening. Sandy, hope you're listening to this one too, pal. You've been my friend for too long to have just picked up the mayor's office 5 episodes ago. Let's go. Clean it up. All right. See you, Chinchy.
See you,
brother. Love you, brother. Have a great rest of the day. Everyone else, we'll see you tomorrow. Yep. See you.